Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'm going to be giving you all the information you need to remain balanced and connected spiritually through December 21st, continuing forward until December 28th. Okay, a couple quick things. First, you're probably going to catch like a little smoke coming off in the corner here. I have a little bit of Palo Santo burning, a little bit of sage burning. It's definitely that kind of day. So those of you who are listening to this today, it's a great day to prep your space and make sure that the energy is nice and clear, because we have a massive amount of energy moving through over the next few days that all of us are going to be able to feel, and that we're all going to have to really keep ourselves as balanced as possible to move through. So this is going to be one of those weeks, and I always have to laugh because it's got to come during such a period of time where so many are going through like holiday celebrations and seeing all these different people. So it's really a huge release for all of us, and it's a huge opportunity to pay attention to your triggers so that you can determine what you need to work on moving forward here. The end of the year is so much about that becoming one with yourself, becoming connected with the parts of yourself that really might need a little bit of work. So pay close attention to what comes up this next week. It's going to basically be a biography of what you have to work on and what you need to search inside to release over the coming months. Quick side note. I want to always make sure that all of you are aware of the information that we're covering and why. So every few podcasts, I always take a quick moment to explain to everybody the reason why I'm focusing in on the energy of the zodiac and the energy of the moon. And I have some people that get confused because a lot of times I talk about the negative side and the negative attributes of a zodiac sign. And I want to make sure all of you understand that it's not because I feel that there are negative pieces in the zodiac, and there's so many signs that are just negative. It's because the earth is releasing a lot of lower vibrations right now. So as we're going through a lot of the things that are happening, as we're awakening to this feminine energy, and that's why you're seeing these shifts happen between the roles between males and females, between the Me Too movement, between all of these different changes that are happening throughout our actual, what we can tangibly see and touch. We're seeing this balance kind of be created between the masculine and the feminine. During that balance, though, we're going to go through this period of time, which we're in, where the feminine energy is releasing any of the negative or any of the lower vibrations that have been holding it back and have been causing it to not flourish. So during that process, we're getting a lot of massive shifts within the weather patterns of the earth. We're getting a lot of cleansing periods, from hurricanes to earthquakes to wildfires. All of these massive shifts that we're seeing in our weather patterns have to do with that releasing of that lower vibration. So as we are currently releasing, and a lot of what we're feeling as we're feeling this earth energy move through, we're feeling that lower vibration move through each one of us as well, in an effort for us to clear, because we're on this earth, so we have to keep up with the vibration that the earth is maintaining. Now, from an astrological standpoint, the moon is the feminine representation in astrology. So the energy of the moon with the combination of the earth releasing is depicting certain modes that we'll go into, so to speak, or certain emotions that will start to struggle or things that will start to rise. So for me, I like to keep all of you as informed as that shifts, as the earth is releasing, as we're going through this massive change. I like to give you a heads up on what you may feel if your energy is not properly balanced, or for some of you, your energy is very balanced most of the time, but you feel the earth so deeply that you feel like you're off when you're actually not. It's just a release that you have to allow to move through. So what I want to do and what I strive to do is give you all the tools you need to recognize those things and to work through them. We're coming into this point of time where it's extremely important to be your own healer. And a lot of you have voiced you're noticing this, you've voiced your opinions on this topic, that you kind of feel like, you know, what you used to do to help fix yourself. You used to go somewhere and you used to get a massage and then you'd feel better. You used to go to the doctor and the doctor would give you this medication and you'd feel better. You used to go to an herbalist and the herbalist would give you these set of herbs and you'd feel better. Those things aren't working like they used to. They're becoming temporary band-aids. They're not becoming the answer that you're looking for. And while there's nothing wrong with utilizing things that you need when you're so dramatically out of balance that you can't get the center that you need on your own, you can't depend on those things forever, because you'll notice that over a period of time, what used to be effective will start to wane and not work as well. And that also goes for herbal supplements. You know, the energy from the earth right now is shifting and releasing. So many of you have talked about issues with taking herbs. Either you're too sensitive, and when you take a certain set of herbs, it really throws off your entire field. You feel sick, you feel nauseated, you feel like something is going on that shouldn't be. And a lot of you have expressed concerns about that. There's no reason to be concerned. You aren't developing an enormous amount of new allergies. What's happening is the vibration of the energy from the earth, and herbs are from the earth, is shifting so rapidly that if you take something and the vibration is either too high or too low for your own internal vibration, you're going to feel almost like this complete zap within your energy, where it's just not, it's not processing well. It's not assimilating into your system the way that it needs to. So I don't want to say that it can cause more harm than good, but it can sometimes throw your entire system off. Your best bet is to listen to your instincts and awaken that inner healer that's inside of you so that you can work through some of these things and you can become the strong advocate for yourself that you've always needed to be, and a strong partner to your own being here on earth, and awaken to what you're here to do and allow that to move through you and give yourself the power instead of giving your power away to all these other different people and modalities. That is not going to be a long-term answer anymore. And it's not because the universe is trying to torture us. It's because it's time to stop giving our power away. So keep that in mind as you're working through some of these things that are coming up and some of these emotions that may be unveiling themselves to you. They are not occurring because something is out there trying to get you or knock you off your balance. It's occurring because it's time for you to heal. It's time for you to become the soul you were here to be. And essentially, it's time to find the spirit that is you. That being said, we have a wild week ahead of us. I'm excited. You're going to catch me glancing down because I have lots and lots of notes. It is going to be an extremely intense week, and the universal energy is really going to show us that. So it isn't just going to be me saying, look, I just got this feeling that the energy's off and it's just going to be an intense week. This is going to be one of those no-brainers. Absolutely start off as balanced as you can and do everything you can to maintain your balance, even though you have so many other things going on, or it's going to get crazy quickly. We're going to start with the 21st, and just for this 21st, which is odd because this usually doesn't happen, we normally don't have a one-day moon alignment. We normally have a period of 2 to 3 days where we'll remain within the same energy field. But just for the 21st, we're going to be in that Gemini zodiac. The 21st is also an extremely important day because we also have the winter solstice. We have all of the energy coming up to start this next quarter with the energy that we need and with the balance that we are supposed to be maintaining. So we're going to have that Gemini influence. And just to remind all of you, Gemini is a, I want to say, a little bit lighter on the zodiac. Its more negative points aren't as difficult to manage as some of the other zodiac signs. One thing you might notice, though, is almost like this restlessness, like you've got to keep moving. So it's a great day to go out and to try and do like a nice walk, something physical, hiking, something where you can kind of keep your body in line, because you might actually start to feel almost like this nervous tension arise because of it. Also, you can go a little bit to a Jekyll and Hyde mode, where you might be in a really good moment, really excited, really happy, in a really good mood, and then all of a sudden, you're in this terrible mood and really frustrated. So be aware of that balance between that one side and the other within yourself. And if you do kind of find yourself going into those modes, take a step back. Always take a look at what's kind of pulling it out of you. It might just be the earth energy shifting. If there isn't anything else that's triggering you, then you just got to let it move through. Take a deep breath and don't get too caught up in it. Don't focus on it. Don't take it and kind of cultivate it so that it gets stuck. Just kind of say, okay, it just must be one of those things. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to do some breathing techniques, and I'm going to allow it to move through the way it should. And that should help dissipate it and help it to push through. Then we've got that solstice energy on the 21st as well. So the winter solstice is a very pivotal time period. It's about going within. It's about setting your intentions. It's about saying, okay, I've been through this period of time where I've evaluated and seen my behavior, and I've seen these things come out, and I've seen these things sort of present themselves to me. What do I want to change in the coming months so that I can ensure that I will heal the way that I'm supposed to? And I can also ensure that I am ready to move forward onto the upcoming stage. Now, we have a really pivotal time period between now and March. This is going to be really important that we handle as much stuff within ourselves internally as we possibly can, because after that point is when we've discussed many times, that's when we go into that Taurus and Uranus alignment. And we talked about that before in previous spirit classes, just how important that's going to be for the energy of the earth and the energy of a lot of the releasing that we're already feeling and seeing prime underneath the surface here. So right now is a major time to make sure that you're cleaning in-house and looking within. It's going to be really important in the coming months. So sit down for a few minutes and write the things that you want to focus on from this entire solstice section here. So look at things you want to make changes. Look at things that you want to start. Look at things you want to let go of. Look at things, most importantly, that you need to strive to forgive. Pay attention to your dialogue when it comes to forgiveness. You know, one thing that you can do is cognitively be aware that you have to let go. And there's another step in that where you have to actually let go. If you are constantly wanting to bring up the fact that you had a very difficult time with your ex-husband, or you were in this terrible situation when you were, you know, X age, or, you know, your relationship with your father has always been poor, pay attention, listen to yourself. If you're focusing very heavily on the things that you believe in your past were hurts or injustices, or what caused you to not be in alignment the way that you need to be, then you really have to take a step back and you've got to work on releasing the victim mode. The victim mode is something right now that's coming out in droves for this entire earth. We are seeing so much sensitivity out there where you almost can't say anything without upsetting someone else. Being in the victim mode is one of the lowest vibrations you can have because you relinquish your power. If you can't forgive somebody, then what you're basically doing is telling somebody, you have the power when you're ready to tell me it's okay to forgive. You're taking all of your energy and you're giving it to that person who hurt you, and you're giving them the power and the control over when you heal. So when they behave a certain way, when they finally say they're sorry, when they realize what they've done, you know, when they finally move past this and see how bad they've hurt me, that's when I can let go. That is the absolute wrong way to look at any scenario, or you're going to find yourself drowning over and over again. You have to be very aware and very careful, because you lose your power if you stay in the victim mode, because all of your power is given to the person who you believe is perpetrating a hurt, and their actions are depicting whether or not you're going to be able to move past it. And in a society that's going to be set up or tries to set itself up on the victim mode, we're going to find a lot of imbalance. We're going to find a lot of anger. We're going to find a lot of sadness and hatred and a lot of prejudice that is not okay for us. So if we honestly want to strive towards being one, and we want to strive towards peace, and we want to strive towards equality, and we want to strive towards healing, then one thing we have to let go of are the things that we believe are gross injustices in our past. Because all of us experienced what we were supposed to experience, or we would have experienced something else. We have all gone through the lessons that we've needed to learn. We've all had moments of growth that weren't going to be positive and filled with butterflies. That's what life's about. So you have to step back and look at the fact that if something happened to you that was negative in your past, you asked for that situation to occur because you needed to learn, you needed to grow, you needed to release karma. There's any number of reasons why we go through the things that we do. And the sooner you can move past feeling like you were a victim to it, feeling like you were out of control or was forced on you, the sooner you can heal and move past it. until that point, you're going to find yourself kind of stuck in that little section. I cover that specifically because during a lot of my private sessions over the past 2-3 weeks, a lot of that victim mode has been coming up. What I love is that so many of you are catching on, and so many of you are saying, you know what, I heard what I just said, and I can't feel like that anymore. I have to understand that these are the things that my soul needed to learn and the choices that were made for me so that I could become a more connected being, a more deeper connected spirit. So be very aware of that, all of you. You're going to notice a lot of it coming up over especially the solstice period and the coming days afterwards, because after the 21st, and can you believe we're only on the 21st, after the 21st, it gets crazy. So after the 21st, which we are in Gemini, we are going to be moving into December 22nd and December 23rd, which is going to be a very powerful time period, because not only is the 22nd a high spiritual day, if you also add up the full date, so if you do 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, you're going to come out with a 9 day. So it not only has the vibration of the spiritual day, it also has the vibration of the spiritual date. The spiritual 22 has to do with building, it has to do with growth, it has to do with innovation. The 9 has to do with humanity, it has to do with care of all people, it has to do with love and protection of all things. So that's going to be a huge, huge energy for that day in particular. This is a day where you absolutely want to meditate. You absolutely want to go for a nice walk. You, without any question, want to do some yoga. Whatever balances you, utilize the 22nd to do it. Because we not only have that high spiritual day from a numerology standpoint, we also have the full moon, which is huge. The full moon is in Cancer. And the moon alignment from the 22nd into the 24th is going to be under the zodiac of Cancer. Cancer is the moon. I mean, the actual ruler of the zodiac sign Cancer is the moon. So it's going to be amplified just enormously for all of us. And that energy is going to be huge. Cancer is highly intuitive. It's very connected. It's very aware. It's all about the third eye. I mean, that's the chakra that it plays into, is that third eye, that connection with one. It's a huge, huge, important area. Also, Cancer can bring up a lot of emotions. Cancers are very emotional, which is good and bad because they hold nothing in. So they tend to be amazing when it comes to certain health things because they definitely do not hold back some of the emotions that other zodiac signs will and cause imbalances within them. You're going to be emotional. You're going to be triggered. You're going to have, even if you are balanced within a lot of these things that you're working on personally, the earth is going to be releasing some massive emotions. So bring some tissues, take some deep breaths, and get ready. Because when we go from the 22nd to the 24th, and a lot of us have holiday celebrations and parties, it's going to take us straight through the weekend, right up until that holiday really starts to go in full swing. So you're going to be around a lot of people. Be aware. Protect yourself. Don't be angry with yourself if you're a little bit more emotional or you're a little bit off. Some great gemstones to bring for that third eye. Sodalite is a wonderful one. And that kind of looks like, I've got a couple of really beautiful sodalites. Oh, they're hard to choose. I got a blue quartz. I got a sodalite. Those are all good. This is sodalite. It kind of looks like it's got dark and it's got white within it too. So it's sort of like a combination of those. And then this one, actually, this is one of my favorite ones because it's very veiny. Sodalite tends to be very veiny. So you can see all the different qualities of it here. This is a great one for that third eye and the energy of that third eye. Those of you who are in my spirit class, you definitely can find one of these. Also, blue quartz is great. It looks similar to sodalite, but it's a little bit lighter, a little bit like more powderier. This is a great one for the third eye. It's also great for the throat. So it's a good one to carry in general because that Gemini we just talked about, that's on the 21st, that's in your throat chakra. So it'll be nice to keep things nice and balanced. Also, let me see if I've got any really good third eye stones just for people that don't have all of those available to you. One that's really all-encompassing that works well is smoky quartz. So if you don't have any of those, smoky quartz tends to be a lot easier to find, and that too can work really well just to clear up any imbalances. If you're going to be around large crowds from that 22nd to the 24th period, you absolutely want to carry a gemstone with you. It's going to be extra backup. And if you're someone who doesn't gravitate towards gemstones, make sure you're wearing something that you have that represents you protecting your energy. For some people, it's a cross. For some people, it's, you know, some kind of a necklace. For some people, it's some kind of a bracelet. You know, anything to help keep your energy nice and balanced and clear and kind of out of the viewpoint or out of the vulnerability of everyone else's is going to be super helpful over those days. Because not only do we have the full moon, which is in Cancer, not only do we have that high spiritual day, which is a 22 and also a 9, we have the Eurystheus meteor shower, which is a minor meteor shower, but any meteor shower with the prime energy that's going on between the 22nd and the 24th is going to seem like it's a huge meteor shower. So even though it's more minor, it's only about 5 to 10 meteors per hour, you're still going to be getting those massive zaps of energy that's going to start. The peak day is the 22nd, but this is going to run, the feeling at the heaviest is going to be the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So just be aware of that. This is when you want to sage your house. This is when you want to also do some Palo Santo just to make sure that it stays nice and balanced. This is when you want to carry a gemstone when you go out. This is when you want to grab your journal so you can write down any emotions coming up. This is when you absolutely do not want to ignore that solstice energy because it's such a powerful solstice the way things are aligning. So don't ignore anything that's going on from the 21st to the 24th. Really massive, really important, really big stuff. I cannot say it enough. I'll put some meditations on my blog, which is the spiritthatisyou.blog, that you can link on to take a peek at that and try the best that you can to just be loving towards yourself and very careful and very compassionate towards these things as they arise, because it's going to be a little bit of a wild ride. Then we're going to move into the 25th and 26th. The 26th is another high spiritual day, which is a 22. So we still are going to be carrying through that high spiritual energy. Anything that's there on the 22nd of December is going to slide all the way through to the 26th of December. So you're going to get like almost this line of energy that's very high spiritual, very primed for you to be connected. But you also need to make sure that you're releasing, and you also need to make sure that you're aware of how you can balance out your field if you get pulled off balance. So find your peace center, whether it's yoga, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, whether it's going for nature walks. Find that centerpiece and utilize it during those days. It's going to be super important. And if you find that something comes up that you can't quite work your way, someone says something that really upsets you, something gets under your skin, write it down and burn it. That way you can release it. You can say, I no longer need this energy within me. I'm going to release it back to the universe. So allow it to move its way out. Okay, so the cool thing about the alignment on the 25th and 26th is we're in the zodiac of Leo as far as the moon goes. Leo is very much peaceful. It's very much cheerful. It's very much calm. So we're going to go from that 21st in the Gemini where it kind of has not the calm energy, but at least has more of an upbeat and more of a constant motion, but a little more on the positive side, to swooping down into that energy within that massive release that's going to go on in that midpoint from the 22nd to the 24th with everything that goes on with Cancer, some emotional things. And then we're going to move back up 25th, 26th to Leo. Leo is very cheerful. So you might find like, oh, you can finally breathe again. You can relax. This is the first time I've seen a Leo alignment during the holiday in a really long time. And it's so needed because normally we'll have like a major emotional, like we'll have a Scorpio. We had a Scorpio holiday. I think it was last year, the year before. And it was like, oh my goodness, this is like the holiday to end all holidays. So I'm excited to see that we're going to at least have a little help from the universal energy where we're doing all of this busy stuff that everyone does around this time of year. And that'll be a nice breather. The only thing about Leo is sometimes it tends to really need attention and it tends to be upset if it doesn't get enough attention. So if you find yourself almost feeling like you are, you know, want to do things so that people can pay attention to you, or you kind of need that feedback from others, pay really close attention to that because that's actually something that you're not giving yourself, and choose to have like a spa day or something that will help you to know how appreciated you are, know how loved you are, and keep you balanced. The opposite of Leo is Aquarius. So Aquarians tend to struggle a little bit more on these days. So be careful. And also don't forget, like I mentioned, December 26th is a 22 day. So if you add up the full date, you're going to get a 22. So you've got that high spiritual energy coming through. So do some meditation, do some releasing, do something to balance your field. Let those 2 days be kind of bookends. So the 22nd of December, make sure you're on it. The 26th of December, make sure you're on it when it comes to doing something spiritual. I know that we have so much going on over the coming weeks, or the coming week at least, and the next week. So I know it's going to be hard to fit those things in. So I'm not going to say do it every day. I'm not crazy. I know that no one will be able to do that. Please, though, do it on the 22nd and the 26th. Super, super important. Okay, and then we move on to the 27th and 28th, where the alignment will be for the end of the week in Virgo. And Virgo is a great end of the week alignment after coming off of all of these holiday festivities before we head into the New Year celebrations, because it's a very much a homebody. It likes to be relaxed. It likes to be calm. It likes to have a controlled atmosphere. So you may find that after going through all those parties and going out and just doing something constantly, that you just want to sit at home and stay in your pajamas for the day. Honor that. You're not being lazy. Don't be mad because you're not doing something. Don't feel frustrated. Let yourself just kind of relax and just really soak in some of the energy. If you have to be in large crowds, because Virgo is a little more of a homebody, it tends to have an open energy field when you go out. So make sure that you're doing something to protect your energy field. Carry either a black tourmaline or a tiger's eye, or wear something that's going to help sort of create a buffer on your field so that you can stay nice and balanced. The throat chakra is ruled by Virgo, and interestingly enough, for Gemini, the throat chakra is the ruler too. So the beginning, the 21st, we're going to have the throat that's really in a lot, getting a massive energy release, and this is about communication. It's about being able to voice how you feel. It's a huge piece of how we express ourselves, and then we're going to end off this period of alignment back in that throat chakra again. So I'm going to post some throat chakra meditations for you guys on my blog, again, thespiritthatisyou.blog, to kind of help you keep that balance throughout the week, and then some meditation suggestions. I'm just going to give you guys as much as I possibly can, so that if you even only have just a couple minutes, you can just pop something on and listen to it, and it'll help to at least bring you back to center a little bit. You're definitely going to need it. After that, it's going to be 2019, everybody. How exciting, but how quick did 2018 go? 2018 was a major personal alignment with our own preparation for all of the changes that are going on. So it was our way of getting our inner self balanced while the earth was beginning its process of rebalancing. And for just beginning the process, it's been intense. As we move through 2019, which we'll talk about on later podcasts, we're going to go through some major intense energy being released from the earth. And then you'll all understand what you've been being prepared for, because a lot of people are going to need a lot of extra help, and they're going to need a lot of guidance in awakening their own inner healer. So it's important for all of you out there who've been going through this and been, you know, going through this own period of kind of like your own ascension over this time and struggling. It's important for you to understand that you're preparing for something. And a lot of that has to do with helping the people around you find their own inner healer, not doing it for them, not saying, hey, you know, come over and I will fix this. No, saying, look, this helped me, or try these tools, or maybe search this to help them find that within. It's going to be huge, and we're going to need a lot of people helping out a lot of other people as things continue and all these alignments continue to strengthen and more people's energy continues to open up. So we're in a cool time, but a little bit crazy nonetheless. Okay, if I were to give you any words of wisdom for this week, I would say forgiveness. Take everything within you that you can't seem to let go of and put it in those winter solstice writings. Forgiveness is powerful. Forgiveness will save you. If you can't forgive, or you can't let go of something from your past, or you use something from your past to define you, and it's not a positive attribute of yours, then you're going to find yourself struggling terribly in the coming months. And not just physically struggling, or not just emotionally struggling, you're going to find that you're physically struggling if you can't let go. You're going to find that you're exhausted and you can't get out of bed. you're going to find that these major physical ailments just are just popping up in droves. If you can't let go, then you're going to be forced to let go. And if that means that you can lay in bed and try to struggle with what's wrong with you for months while you're sitting there in almost a meditation because you can do nothing else, the universe is going to do that to you. So you can choose to either heal as you're walking around functioning and letting go and just releasing, or you can choose to do it the hard way. And I've been on both sides of that spectrum. I would definitely say the letting go and releasing is a much better side to be on. So all of you, work on forgiveness. Work on when you're writing those solstice, anything that's stuck in those solstice meditations and that solstice energy that you want to burn. Put it out there and then release it into the universe. Set up a specific day. If it's not on the solstice where you can have a little fire outside because the weather's not permitting, then do it later on during the week, the moment you get the opportunity. Just make sure you write everything on the solstice and then prepare for when you want the date to be released. And then go outside and burn it. That's going to be huge. And all of our helpers from the universe are going to be there to help us. All of our angels are going to be around us. All of our guides, all of our spirit friends are just going to be gathered around just helping us to release. So do not waste this time. Okay, I'm always here for all of you if you need me. Please send me an email. I'm loving some of the emails I'm getting lately. I've got a little bombarded with them. So if I haven't gotten back to yours directly, I do apologize. I try to go in order of when they were received, but sometimes it becomes in order of the struggle that somebody's going through, because if somebody's going through a massive, like a death in the family, then I'm definitely going to reach out to them before someone who's struggling, just trying to release some other things. So don't take that personal. I will get to you. It just might take a little bit of time. My email address is thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. If any of you are having a hard time this week and need some balance or even some last minute gifts and you're in the New York area, go over to Reflections in East Aurora. It's an amazing store and it will give you a lot of options to help people in whatever you want to send them as far as gifts go. There's also Bell Aromatherapies there, which I've always told all of you are incredible. And I will constantly remind you as I sit here with my Bell Aromatherapies like lined up on the side here, they're like all over here. I've got all sorts of them that I use all the time. So I know that they're for sale in the shop there in Reflections. And also you can find them online at bellaromatherapies.com. And for those of you who like to do some baths, who like to do some foot scrubs, I always say Salt of the Earth 22, another amazing place with amazing energy products that can help us all stay balanced as we move through these coming months. And of course, you all know I'm always here. You're not alone. We're in this together. We're doing really good. Just let go of the victim. Forgive. Stop leading with your hurts. Lead with the soul that you're meant to be. Lead with awakening with that peace from within you. Let go and just let life flow the way it's supposed to. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, hoping that you all have a wonderful week and a beautiful holiday.